Probably the greatest Hebrew novelist was Shai Agnon. And when Agnon was awarded the Nobel Prize, he began his speech by saying that, like all Jews, he was born in Jerusalem, but the Romans took his cradle and moved it to Galicia. What Agnon was saying, of course, was that 2,000 years ago, before the Romans not only destroyed the temple but expelled the Jews, we all had one place that we came from, but now we come from everywhere. Far be it from me to correct Shai Agnon, but even before the Romans destroyed the temple, Jews were scattered. In fact, it's very hard to find a period of history, because it's very small in Jewish history, when Jews weren't scattered. We started off scattered because Abraham, of course, didn't come from Jerusalem. He came from Ur Kasdim and had to find his way along the Fertile Crescent. And even in his own life, had to travel outside of the land of Israel. And the Jewish people was a people born outside its land that had to then find its way back. Once the first temple was destroyed and there was an exile, Jews became a universal people and have been ever since. We may have the image that our ancestors all wanted to return to Zion and were waiting for a chance to return to Zion. But if you believe that, then may I just say two words to you, Iranian Jews. Because guess what, guys? Under Cyrus, you could have gone back. And many of you did. But some of you liked Persia. Just like many Babylonian Jews liked Babylonia. And so, even when Jews had the opportunity, they supported Israel, they loved Israel, many of them returned, but just like today, may I say three words to you, Los Angeles Jews. Now, you can have your own opinions about whether this is good or bad. At the moment, I'm not going to discuss with you whether it's good or bad, just that it is true. Jews may love Israel, visit Israel, support Israel, and still decide to live in every country of the world, as they have throughout our history. Even though you know that that is true, and I know that is true, we tend to have a very bipolar, that is, two sides, two centers view of Jewish life. There's Jewish life in America and Jewish life in Israel. But of course, we know on some level that's not true. Yesterday morning in this synagogue, I met with about 50 teens, Masorti, from the conservative movement in Chile. And they're spending several days in Los Angeles, first, of course, in Disneyland. But then yesterday here at Sinai, and this morning in another synagogue, and then they go back. And they're exploring Jewish life in America, and they want to know how Jewish life in America can support their Jewish life in Chile. What can you do for us, they said. How can you help us? How can you support us? How can we have connections with you? Because we have a community and love our community, we want it to be stronger. I had the same experience 2 years ago, meeting with a group of young Jews in Budapest, some of whom did not know until later in their lives, until they were teenagers, that they were in fact Jews, but now they want to be Jews. And they want to be Jews in Budapest. There are Jews all through the former Soviet Union. that want to be Jews in the Baltics, in Ukraine, in Latvia and Estonia, in the country that my name comes from, Lithuania. They want to be Jews, they love Israel, they love Judaism, and just as we do, they feel an affinity for the culture in which they live. Some of them are doing well, some of them are not doing well. Some of them are survivors that still live in the towns in which they grew up. Some of them are young people that are trying to recreate Jewish life in the world that they know. We are not so aware of them unless, as many of you do, we take a trip to Cuba, to the former Soviet Union, to any of the many countries where Jews live, struggle, sometimes thrive, and want to be Jews. I bring this up because, as many of you know, and all of you, I hope, will know by the end of this morning, there is an organization that is celebrating this year its 100th anniversary, whose purpose is to support Jewish life wherever it is and to help Jews wherever they are. It's called the JDC, the Joint Distribution Committee. And having just joined the board and seen its work and knowing that this was the 100th anniversary, I felt not only this sense of mission, but also a sense of gratitude in being able to bring to you what it does and how you can help. First of all, you should know that the Joint Distribution Committee is the widest net in the Jewish world. They work in 70 countries and in Israel. That not only do they feed and clothe Jews who are in trouble, sometimes feed and clothe them very well. As you know, if you've gone to Cuba on Friday night, everyone wants to be a Jew. Because the only place you can find chicken in the country, I am told, is when the Jewish community gathers together and the Joint Distribution Committee and other organizations provide them with a Shabbat meal. But that happens in countries all over the world, where Jews are feeding Jews wherever they're hungry. And we work, by the way, through our own local federation, which helps the Joint Distribution Committee carry out its worldwide work. As we in this synagogue, if you remember when there was a crisis in Argentina, had a lifeline to Argentina from Sinai Temple through the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles to the Joint Distribution Committee on the ground in that country. Now we say all the time the phrase from the Talmud, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazeh, that every Jew is responsible for every other Jew, but we don't always think about just how widespread we are. That Jews who live in Russia and Jews who live in Latvia and Jews who live in Lithuania and Jews who live in Chile, they are our brothers and sisters just as much as Jews who live in Tel Aviv and Beverly Hills. That we, from the moment that we became a worldwide people, took care of one another worldwide. That's why when we tell our children, and it is true, wherever you go in this world, if you find a synagogue, there will be someone to take care of you. We tell them that because we know that the real way of describing Judaism is not a religion and it's not a tribe. What we are is a religious family. That's what we are. And just as if the children of a friend of yours showed up at your door, you would take care of them, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazeh. We're all responsible for one another. So the JDC runs camps and classes and schools and activities and funds Jewish community centers all over the world. Because anywhere that there is this little green shoot of Jewish life that is sprouting up in the concrete of rejection and anti-Semitism, anywhere that it is shooting up, we want to nourish it. We want to make the soil more agreeable. We want to help it grow. We want to be able to send our children and grandchildren, when they travel the world, to communities that we supported and we nourished. Even if those communities are in countries that once didn't want the presence of any Jews. One of the things that the students from Chile asked me yesterday, because I spoke to them for a few minutes and then spent over an hour answering all sorts of questions, was, what do we do about anti-Semitism in Chile? And one of the answers is, you turn to those organizations, and especially to the JDC, that will help you with resources, will enable you to combat it as best you can. But the most important answer, I said to them, is the great danger of anti-Semitism in most of our lives is not a physical danger. That is in some places, but in most places, it's not that Jews are going to be physically assaulted. The great danger of anti-Semitism, I said, is that it will change who you are. That it will make you bashful or scared or run away. And that is not only a danger in one country. And the way that you reinforce your identity is if you know other people care about you and support you and help you. They're coming here, I promise you, and seeing other Jews who live in a thriving Jewish community, it will send them back strengthened. And I said, what can we do for you? And what did they say? Visit us. When the Joint Distribution Committee takes missions, as it does all over the world, and some of you have gone with them to various countries, it's not only so we can see them, it's so they can see us. It's so they can feel stronger because they are not alone. It's because even though the Romans moved their cradle to Chile, other Jews will follow them there and help them grow. So I promised this morning that I would talk to you about an organization, but I'm not really talking to you about an organization. I am talking to you about an attitude. And the attitude is that Jews have felt blessed that there are Jews all over the world. That Jews all over the world play a part in supporting a strong state of Israel. That it is a beautiful thing to see indigenous Jewish communities grow, and anyway, wherever Jews are, for whatever reason they are there, it's the job of Jews who are fortunate to support them. Now I will remind you something of something that I have said more times than I can count, but I will say it again, and I'm sure again. We are the luckiest Jews who have ever lived. Ever, ever, ever. No one even comes close. We live in freedom. We live with wealth. We live at a time when there is a state of Israel. We are so lucky that our ancestors could not have dreamed of the good fortune that we have today. And there is no reason in the world to feel guilty that you are lucky. You should feel glad that you're lucky, happy that you're lucky, and responsible that you are lucky. Not guilt, just responsible. And the way that we as Jews enact our sense of responsibility is by giving of our time, of our love, of our money. That's what we do. I hope that you will support the Joint Distribution Committee because, after all, there are people in this congregation this morning whose lives were saved by the Joint, who wrote me this week and said, I see that you're going to speak about the Joint Distribution Committee. I want you to know they saved me. There are other Jews out there who need to be saved as human beings, literally to be saved, to be fed, to be clothed, to be cared for, and there are Jews who need to be saved as Jews. We can save them. How lucky we are. Shabbat shalom.